Welcome to the Level Up Podcast. I'm your host, Paul Alex. I went from being a cop to an eight-figure entrepreneur that helps average people like you and me make money every single day. I created this podcast to help you get motivated and to crush your goals. Let's win together. Remember, I have your six. Get ready to level up right now. Hey everyone, and welcome to the Level Up Podcast with Paul Alex. So today I want to talk about something that holds so many people back: gambling. Not gambling like gambling craps in Vegas. No, gambling on your future, guys. I'm going to break down on how to stop waiting for the perfect moment and start taking action now, even when the odds seem stacked against you. So let me take you guys back to when I first decided to leave law enforcement career. It wasn't an easy decision, and trust me, the odds were not in my favor. I had a stable job, a steady paycheck, and a predictable future. But deep down inside, guys, I knew that if I kept waiting for the right time to pursue being an entrepreneur and going ahead and building some badass businesses, I might never take the leap. Let's just be honest. I realized that gambling on the future, hoping things would magically align, was a risk I couldn't afford to take anymore. So the first step is to stop gambling on your future, is to actually recognize that there's never a perfect time to start. Whether it's launching a business, changing careers, or pursuing a new goal, there will always be obstacles, uncertainties, and challenges. So if you wait for everything to be just right, you'll be waiting forever. Let's keep it honest, okay? I had to learn this the hard way when I started my first business, a side hustle that eventually became a full-time career with automated teller machines. Guys, that was 7 years ago. Now I have transitioned to multiple businesses and even real estate, right? So if I had waited for the stars to align, I'd be stuck at my old job. Next, you need to embrace the mindset of taking calculated risk. When I launched my second company, merchantautomation.com, I didn't have all the answers. Let's be honest here. I was very new to the industry, but I had great mentors that actually laid out all the foundation for me. So I didn't know if I would succeed or fail, but I did know that doing nothing was a guaranteed way to stay stuck. So instead of gambling on the future, I decided to bet on myself. I took action, even when the odds weren't clear. That decision paid off within a year, guys, and we've been able to generate millions of dollars in revenue the first year since I ever launched merchantautomation.com. All right, another key is to break your own big goals into smaller, actionable steps. One reason people gamble on the future is because their goals feel overwhelming. Here's the thing. No one climbs a mountain in one giant leap. Key takeaway, guys, no one climbs a mountain in one giant leap. You take it step by step. So when I was transitioning from law enforcement to entrepreneurship, I focused on one small goal at a time. Each small win built momentum, making the bigger goals feel more achievable, okay? So I was able to see my vision more clear. I was able to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Look, it's also crucial to surround yourself with action takers, all right? No one wants to hang around with lazies. So you become who you surround yourself with, okay? Let me repeat that for you. You become who you surround yourself with. So if you're consistently around people who talk about their dreams but never take actions, you know what? They're considered dreamers. But with that being said, that mindset will rub off on you, okay? So I made it a point to connect with mentors, successful entrepreneurs, and like-minded individuals who were already living the life that I wanted, guys. I wanted to be rich. I wanted to retire my mother. I wanted to take care of my family. I wanted to be a bloodline breaker. So their influence pushed me to stop gambling on the future and to start acting in the present. Finally, you gotta understand that failure is part of the game of entrepreneurship and in life in general. So taking action now doesn't guarantee immediate success, okay? But it does guarantee progression. So every step forward, even if it leads to a setback, is a step closer to your goal. When I faced challenges in my entrepreneurial journey, I didn't see them as failures. I saw them as learning opportunities. That mindset shift made all the difference. If you're tired of gambling on your future, it's time to take action now. Remember, there's no perfect moment, and the odds will never be 100% in your favor, guys. Bet on yourself, take calculated risk, break your own goals, surround yourself with action takers, and embrace the learning process. That's how you turn dreams into reality. Now, thanks for tuning in to the Level Up Podcast with Paul Alex. Stop waiting, start doing, and as always, let's level up. Remember, I always have your six. Make sure to share this episode with your family, friends, and anyone you care about. The world's already hard enough, and we need to take care of each other. Make sure to share this episode on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and share it with the world. do me a big favor and tag me, Paul Alex. Also, keep the 5-star reviews on iTunes coming. This episode is going to help change the way the world thinks and will help everyone level up in their life. And lastly, if you want to continue to level up, learn more about business and life, then make sure to get a copy of my book, From Blue to Digital Gold, The New American Dream, on Amazon or at officialpaulalex.com.